Loving God, I pray the meditations and reflections this morning on this first Sunday of Advent may be of you, by you, and for you. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks. Again, my apologies on the voice. I much prefer to be down front, but under the circumstances, so as to be heard, I thought better to be at the microphone this morning. My apologies. A couple weeks ago, I had the opportunity to go to Chicago. What a cool town. This was the Living Compass training opportunity to go be trained as a Living Well advocate. A very wonderful event, a chance to meet with other people, met with the owner and the director of the program as well. And as we gathered together, we had a chance for beautiful worship services, sharing on a very, very deep and personal level, as well as an opportunity to kind of roam around Chicago the one free night that we had. It was just a quick 2 days. While coming back, I felt renewed, refreshed, and ready to go, absolutely filled and on fire for this particular program of living well within our community. It was a great event, a wonderful chance, a wonderful thing to be away from. And as I came back, everything was fine until I got to O'Hare Airport. How many have been to O'Hare, Chicago? There's some chuckling amongst us. What a zoo that place is. And we were right in the midst of the sign of the times going on around us. This was shortly after the Paris atrocities as well. So security guards out with dogs, long, long lines at the security table as well. And they believe that there were 400 of us in line snaking our way to get through security to make our way to our gate. Now, I arrived 3 hours early before my flight, thinking that was plenty of time, just barely made the flight. We were an hour and a half to 2 hours in line. Little kids screaming. Folks very, very stressed out about being in line for that long, you know, lugging their luggage, as it were, a kid on one shoulder. It was really quite a cosmic event, as it were, and kind of seeing all that's going on in our world today, the sign of the times. And that truly is a sign of the times, I believe. As we reflect on where we are as a world, it's an unsafe place to be. It's kind of a scary, scary time we live in. A very scary time we live in. And as I watch these folks standing in line, trying to make their way through the TSA, security administration there, you could see it on their faces. Folks are nervous, frightened, scared, not quite sure what to do, how to cope with the signs of the time. We live in a world of ISIS, of ISIL, as it were. In fact, so much so that this past Thanksgiving holiday, as you know, there was a worldwide travel event. A worldwide travel alert that was therefore broadcast. So planes, trains, and automobiles throughout the world, folks have been asked to be extra vigilant about moving forward, knowing that a worldwide travel alert is among us. A scary time, a scary thing for all of us. And as I reflected last week on the feast of Christ the King, we were mindful of Christ the King as Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and we spoke about apocalyptic literature. We spoke about the fact that in order to make sense out of what's going on today, we look to the end time. We make sense out of what's going on today by looking to the end time, the feast of Christ the King, apocalyptic literature. And that gets carried over into this first Sunday of Advent as well. You see, we are adorned with blue violet today. Our vestments are blue. Our altar cloths are blue. We light the first candle on this Advent one, as it were. Celebrate two things during the Advent season. We celebrate the birth of Christ, and we look forward to that birth. And then we also celebrate the second coming. Jesus promised he would come again. Jesus made us very aware that he will come again. And this particular reading today from Luke, in our gospel reading, speaking of this apocalyptic vision, he says, the Son of Man will come descending upon a cloud, and those of us who have lived righteous lives will stand up with our face up to the heavens, and we will receive our redemption. As Jesus descends, we will receive our redemption because we have claimed Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The second coming. Luke speaks highly of that today, speaks often about the second coming. He also speaks about the fact and invites us to reflect on distractions in our lives. He says, I invite you to not get caught up in dissipation and drunkenness, to be on guard and to be alert. Luke says, don't be concerned about the little things in life, but be concerned about what matters most, and that is your personal relationship with me. And if you can focus there, when I do descend from the heavens, you will be ready. You will be on guard and you will be alert and you will be ready. So our focus as we move towards the first Sunday of Advent today, focusing on the end time. And that's how we make sense out of the craziness going on in our world. That's how we find peace and hope in that craziness, is to embrace the goodness, embrace the end time for a week. We acknowledge the end time and we embrace it in this apocalyptic literature. As we also look forward, we are also mindful of the fact, folks, that as we celebrate today, we need church. We need God. We need one another. We need Jesus in communion. We need this place because it's safe and quiet, a place where we can be one with God and with one another as well. Today we're invited to cling to Jesus, to cling to each other, to cling to communion, to cling to our church, knowing that in the uncertain times we live in, the only thing certain is the presence of Jesus in our lives. Advent is also a time for new beginnings. Many folks, this is a time when they come to church for the first time of the year. They make their way back to church during Advent because they see Advent as a way to get us right to Christmas. There are folks here who kind of checked us out at Advent, and that brought them right through Christmas and have been here ever since. This is one of those days that we therefore invite others as well. So I invite you folks to make a phone call, to stop someone, know someone that you haven't seen here in a long time, or maybe a new friend that you can talk to about the fact that our church is a safe place, a place I can go and be quiet, a place I can go and rest in the uncertainty of the times that are around us, a place that I can go and be one with God, one with one another, one in fellowship, one in communion as the body of Christ. We cannot do it alone. We cannot make it happen by ourselves. Advent is a wonderful time to renew our commitment to the Lord right through to Christmas and beyond. I invite you to reach out during these uncertain times. Invite others to be here as well as we celebrate the signs of the times this morning. Understanding in the uncertainty of the world we live in, we are called to invite others to be here as well.